ओम साई राम, मे बाबा ग्रांट एनर्जी टू ऑल हिज डिवोटीज टू मेडिटेट एवरी डे विद द सुप्रीम एनर्जी होल हार्टेडली विदाउट एनी इंटरप्शन. टुडे आई हैव कम अप विथ अ ब्यूटिफुल स्टोरी as written in the book Sai at 366, which talks about, was he Sai Baba or Ramakrishna, the happening on 11th June. There was no difference between him and Maulana of Nanded was proved by Sai Baba before his Mahasamadhi to Ratanji Shapurji Wadia with a proof. Sai Baba attained Mahasamadhi. However, a question could rise whether there is a difference between Sai Baba and other great people. Should remain as is or should there be any difference? Rege has given this on 11th June year 1936 through one of his experiences. This happened to Rege in the year 1928. During one pilgrimage, Rege went to Dakshineshwar, which is a place in Kolkata. That was Ramakrishna's meditation field. It was in this place where his name was changed to Paramahansa. Rege had a strong desire to see the Ramalala idol there. Ramalala or Balachandra was a tiny lovely idol made of metal. One Satpurusha by name Jatadhari used to take particular care of Ramalala idol and was fortunate to have the darshan of Lord Rama. That Jatadhari presented that idol to Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna used to spend entire time with the idol. Ramalala was worshipping God to Ramakrishna. One day, Ramalala was stubborn to eat something. Ramakrishna has given raw poha, that is parched rice, to Ramalala. After eating the raw poha, the tongue of Ramalala was wounded. Ramakrishna was taken aback by seeing the wound of Ramalala. Ramakrishna felt very sad about that, saying, "Your mother Kausalya used to give you butter, cheese, and I have given rough material to your mouth which hurted your tongue." Was Ramalala a tiny material or metal idol? For those seeing it, it might be so. But for Ramakrishna, it was a living Rama. Rege wanted to have the darshan of that Ramalala. He asked the guide to show him the idol of Ramalala, for which the guide showed him the big murti of Rama and argued with him that it was Ramalala. Rege was deeply disappointed. Then a pujari or pandit came there and asked, "Who has come from Deccan region?" The priest showed Ramalala to Rege and narrated to him that he got a dream on the previous night where he was asked to show the idol and the places to the person who has arrived there from the Deccan region. Thus, that pujari or priest has shown everything to Rege. Who could have given him the instructions in the dream? Was it Ramakrishna? Might be. Was it Sai Baba? Could be. All were same indeed. Great people would be happy to fulfill the requirements of devotees indeed. Jai Sai Ram. The moral of the story: When a devotee has intense desire, that for sure will be fulfilled by our Sadguru Sai Baba. All we need to make sure is the desire that we have is genuine and not to test the power of Sadguru Sai Baba. It is more love, care, faith and deep prayers which would take Baba to closer to you. Request all the Sai Bandhus to keep a strong desire in mind that all of us should get the blessed darshan of Sai Baba in lifetime. And I'm sure he will certainly fulfill the well-deserved desire to be fulfilled. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.